B-Pod Studios.
Belger. I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Maz.
I'm a man. Well, nobody's perfect.
Belger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So the early line pass at Bills is 6.5 now.
Too low.
They're not going to get. They're not going to give 10 points.
Too low. Wait till they beat the Giants again, or the Jets, whatever. Giants too. Add them to the list. Wait till it's 56-0 in Vegas. Says, oh geez, yeah, the pass is pretty good, and the Bills only win by 3. And you know what? If they put it at 6.5 or whatever they put it at, you bet the house on the Pats. They'll cover. The Bills, please. The Jets choked on their own vomit in week one, and the Giants have one of the worst defenses in football. Like, the Bills are not good. The Bills have a soft schedule to open the year. By the way, you know those that story we did early in the year, the easiest roads to the Super Bowls? You know the teams with the easiest schedule?
You.
The Bills were one of them, too. They were at the bottom. They have an easy schedule, too. So they're off to a good start until they face the Patriots. They'll get their faces pushed in, and that'll be the end of them. All done. Forget the Bills. The Bills. All of a sudden, now the Bills qualify as a good opponent? What do you get? Fans, this is how desperate the Bills.
Yes.
Okay. Tell you what. The week of the Bills game, email me and let me know if you want to bet on the game if you want Buffalo. Let me know. If you want Buffalo, email me.
You'll take all that action?
Yeah. Tony at 98.5thesportshub.com. I will happily bet the Patriots against you. I will happily take your money. The Bills.
So, but this is how desperate we are, Maz. Don't you understand? You tell me, what is the chance for being a better game? At the Bills or home Giants? At the Bills, or home Redskins?
Well, anything on the road has a chance of being a better game.
Thank you. So what has a chance to be a more compelling matchup? Pats at Bills or Pats home Washington? I'm sorry, Pats are at Washington. Pats at Washington or Pats at Foxborough hosting the Giants on Thursday Night Football?
The Pats at Buffalo. They'll only win that one by 20. The others, they'll win by 30. It's a joke. The schedule's an effing joke. See, Buffalo might hang around for a half. Then they'll do something stupid. Allen will fumble or throw a pick six. And then Brady will throw two touchdown passes in 4 minutes. And it'll go from 16-0 to 35. Like, just like that, it'll be over. That's exactly what's going to happen. I can tell you right now. I hate to say this, given what we do, but as you said yesterday, get ready for a lot of Antonio Brown, because they're going to be 8-0 going into the Cleveland game.
Funny you should mention that. So the latest on Antonio Brown is this. It looks good if you want to see him, you know, take part in these beatings, and I mean beatings of the opponents. The NFL completed, Ben Volen, Boston Globe, the NFL completed the first step of its investigation into sexual assault allegations against Brown on Monday, with league officials meeting with his accuser for 10 hours, a source confirmed to the Globe. That was originally reported by Mark Maskey, I believe, the Washington Post. However, writes Volen, the matter still appears to be a long way from being resolved. Two sources said the league has not yet scheduled any follow-up interview with Brown. One source said it might be several weeks until the NFL has any updates. And in the Maskey story, I think they said, Maskey says that it was confirmed by a person familiar with the case, the meeting with Brittany Taylor, who said there was, quote unquote, nothing imminent as of Tuesday afternoon on the league's decision about whether to place Brown on paid leave or not. So would you take that to mean that nothing new came out of that conversation, or there was no smoking gun, or there was no video or audio evidence where the league would go, uh-oh, you know, Antonio's in real trouble here. We got to shut him down.
I mean, it feels that way.
I mean, if she had come up with something, you would have to think that something would be imminent.
Yeah, I would think, yeah, something would happen quick here. For 10 hours, I feel like you'd already have something you could maybe get out of that 10 hours to come down on him.
So, I'm just dubious about her claims in terms of her winning her case, or, you know, again, I don't mean to be dubious of her. I would defer to the victim of sexual assault, but I don't love her case from what I know, from what I can see, which means the NFL's not going to act on it, which means I'd be surprised if Brown got rung up for this, for the Brittany Taylor sexual assault civil lawsuit. It's going to take Sports Illustrated and Robert Klemko or someone to come out of the woodwork with a new claim with, you know, like that.
With evidence.
Yeah, with evidence and something that, you know, just
I mean, somebody's going to have a recording of something. And look, even in the, you know, the case of Tyreek Hill, that wasn't enough.
Folks, here's the fact. The league does not want to suspend these guys or take these guys off the field. They don't want to. They don't want to.
Sometimes it hurts their product.
Sometimes they're just compelled to, or they're shamed into doing it, and they'll do it, but they don't want to. They want Tyreek Hill on the field. They want Antonio Brown on the field. They want these. Goodell wanted Ray Rice back on the field as soon as they want these guys to play. So they don't want to. They don't want to find anything. If they find it, they find it. And if something becomes so obvious they have to do something, they have to do something. Now, we found that the cheating allegations are different, especially against you. But when it comes to the off-field stuff, they don't want to. They don't want to take these guys off the field. So they're gonna. That's why it's gonna take a story. It's gonna take a news outlet to find something on Brown and come to the table with something more definitive or stronger than this. And then maybe the league reacts to that, or Robert Kraft reacts to that. It just builds up, and Robert says, "Enough! I can't take any more bad PR on this. I'm just gonna cut the guy." Like, that's what it's gonna take. I don't think the Brittany Taylor thing's gonna bring him down.
Yeah, and look, you raise a good point. You know, I think it's fair to question how diligently the NFL will pursue these. So they'll sit down, they'll ask questions, but will they really push? Will they really dig?
They don't want to.
In fact, look,
here's two things the league doesn't want. They don't want to take talented players off the field for domestic things, no matter what sort of lip service they give it. They don't want to do it. And they don't want to suspend you for steroids. But if it's so obvious and you're dumb enough to fail a test, they will. But they want you to take steroids and to pass the test, and to be a beast on the field, and they want, no matter what your off-field baggage is, they don't want to know about it. They don't want to know about it. They just want you to play on Sunday. And so you have that going for you. And that I think, applies to everybody. Now, everything I just said, I hope I don't have to take it back, because we have breaking Patriots.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, after earlier reports that Isaiah Wynn, Patriots left tackle, suffering from turf toe and is considered week to week, this from Field Yates, ESPN, just tweeting, the Patriots are placing starting left tackle Isaiah Wynn on injured reserve. He is going to miss at least 8 weeks as a result of the foot injury suffered in Miami.
8 weeks.
So again, in normal circumstances, i.e. a competitive league, this would be an issue. It's just not going to matter for a while.
So look, no.
A while, but it could down the road.
I mean, you've got two guys at left and right tackle that I've never heard of.
No, me neither.
Nor should you have.
I mean, one of them played for the Packers. I barely know who these guys are. And they're your starting tackles. It ain't going to matter this week, next week, the week after, the week after.
No, but I'll tell you what. Like, to me, there's an additional story here. Maybe, you know, because again, in the short term, nobody's going to beat them. They didn't have two tackles in Miami. They won the game 43-0, for crying out loud.
My point.
But I do think that this Isaiah Wynn thing is ridiculous. Can the guy stay on the field? What, like, you know, and I think there's enough doubt here now. The initial reports this morning said week to week.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Right? I'm sorry, did you just say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, my Rewind hosts aren't listening. So forgive me for that. But if I'm them, go trade for Trent Williams. You have too much invested in this season. What are you waiting for? Like, you're going to start playing, you're going to have Brady out there for the next 6 weeks in 43-0 games, or you're throwing on Miami late in the game, up 37-0.
There's also that. You know the coaches aren't going to protect them late in these games. They're going to be chucking the ball. That's true.
Right. His team is stacked. I mean, they're not going to, but fans are right to talk about immortality in 19-0. And look at the landscape of the league and how bad everyone else is. You need to invest in a tackle here. Make the trade for Trent Williams or someone. You can't go deep into this season without your starting center and your starting left tackle.
Seriously, what are you waiting for? Make the deal. Make the deal. Because even when this guy comes back, are you convinced he's going to stay out there?
No.
Turf toe, that's frustrating. Was there, like, that's a chronic sort of thing.
It can be, yes.
It's not like but what I mean is, it's like he got stepped on, like, whoops. Like, Marcus Cannon fell on his shoulder, twisted all sorts. Like, I get that. Did Isaiah Wynn have an impact injury that caused this thing, or it's just sort of like a...
No, it looked like he stubbed his toe.
Which is how it happens, yeah.
But was there one play where he stubbed his toe?
Yeah, there was one particular thing where you saw him kind of get like...
So I missed it.
Yeah, he got screwed up. But.
Okay, so at least... All I'm saying is like...
Yeah, right.
The guy seems to get hurt without getting contacted.
No, but I'm telling you, the turf toe thing, it sounds comical just because of what we call it. You hear turf toe and you're like, you're going to miss 8 weeks with a toe injury? Really? And you know as well as I, those things last a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
They last a long time. And I'm worried about this guy's just overall brittle nature to begin with. Not to mention the comment that Dante Scarnecchia made about him back in the spring in minicamp. Like, you know, we got to get him on the field. So what? Is he soft? He doesn't deal with pain well, or he doesn't do the rehab, or what? Like, that seemed like an odd comment. And so now he's hurt again. He's out for 8 weeks.
So, again,
Go get Williams.
Under normal circumstances, it would matter. No left tackle, no right tackle, no starting center. Under normal circumstances, meaning a competitive league or a competitive schedule, you don't have it. So, I mean, really, you think they should go get him? They don't have to.
You're crazy to think that this won't matter in come playoff time. Like, they need to have more. They need to have more solid footing on that offensive line.
Than these
off the street bums that they're playing a shell game with.
Yeah, the other thing is I'm worried about Cannon. I mean, Cannon's another guy who can get hurt. So, like, that's two tackles. You know, and look, in the short term, Mike, I'm not going to argue with you that in terms of the Jets, the Bills, the Giants, they'll kick the crap out of those teams with Gostkowski playing left tackle, for crying out loud. None of that matters. But if they want to, you know, if you're going to go so far as to bring Antonio Brown into your operation, well, then you might as well trade for the Pro Bowl left tackle.
Well, they've been trying to deal that first round pick for, you know, they tried to give Pittsburgh the first round pick for Antonio Brown. They wouldn't take it. They tried to give the Redskins the first round pick for Trent Williams. They wouldn't take it. So they're more than willing to trade that first round pick. Feels like they've been trying to trade it for months.
Oh, you're going to have to overpay here. Was it Myles Garrett that ended up taking out Simeon last night? Well, we're sitting here talking about, you know, how you have to keep your quarterbacks protected and safe if you want to watch a good product throughout the league. Obvious, Brady and his health is what you need here, and I'm worried about that. Your left tackle, you saw what Myles Garrett did last night. You see him in a few weeks. They got to do something.
Okay, so the win injury on the table, the quality of quarterback play and the league in general and your schedule on the table, and Antonio Brown, as always, your thoughts on all of it right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, Phil.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger.
I'm a liar and a phony. One of those no good nicks you keep running away from.
Baz.
I'm a man, Bill. Nobody's perfect.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
Oh.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
This guy has the feel of a ticking time bomb. So you're saying at this point you're out on Antonio Brown?
Yeah, I'm kind of. And it's just, I mean, maybe it was seeing him on the field this weekend and, you know, the cheering and feeling great and motioning to the crowd. And, you know, and I heard Murray and other Patriots fans talking about this. Like, you're just like ick. Like, really? I mean, the thing is, it's like outside of Antonio Brown, you felt so good about this team. You felt, all right, this is a team that basically for the past 2-3 seasons, I've been growing with. You know, a lot, some of these guys are homegrown. Some of them have been brought in. We've watched them grow up. This is now the icing on the cake. We're going to go to 19-0. I can't wait to watch all these guys. And now Antonio Brown's here. And it just feels like the turd in the punch bowl.
That's a highlight from the big boy earlier. Greg Bedard, he's now out on Antonio Brown. He was in favor of bringing him in originally before the accusations and the rape civil charge and the SI story yesterday and all of that. It sort of turned him. And seeing him in action and seeing the whole thing in action has turned Bedard against the Antonio Brown experience here in New England. He actually wrote on Boston Sports Journal, "At this point, I'm kind of hoping the NFL turns something up and puts Brown on ice for the rest of the season. It's obvious his whole being is more than just a childish diva. There is some serious deviant behavior. And while he may be able to tamp that stuff down for a while, it's going to crop up at some point. Even if the NFL doesn't find quite enough evidence to place Brown on the exempt list, the ice he'll be skating on from this point forward will be thinner than the Charles in March. Something is bound to give. this guy has a feeling of tipping time bomb. That's where we picked it up there. So I think some fans feel that way. Some fans feel that way. So we continue with this and the state of the league as it exists right now. Mary in Manchester on that. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Mike. Quickly on the breaking news, I think Isaiah Wynn is a bust. I agree with Maz. He was injured all last year, and now he only can make it to two games. So I think that's a total bust. But my question is, I wanted to ask you guys what you think Brady thinks of the state of affairs, because, you know, I think of him as a competitive guy and someone who wants to be challenged and elevate his game. And, you know, I think, and, you know, now I just think that it's just an easy road to the Super Bowl. I mean, do you think that he, you know, wants to, you know, have an easy road?
No. I mean, yes, Mary, I don't think he cares that the teams suck. I don't think he cares that the schedule's easy. He just wants wins. He just wants W's. And he wants all that goes along that goes with it. He doesn't care. It's the viewing experience that suffers. The players, they're thrilled as crap to win 43-0.
In fact, in his case especially, right? Less wear and tear, less mileage.
The whole thing.
I mean, remember that scene in Tom versus Time where he's laying on the table going through the schedule? We go to Atlanta, we'll win that one, so we're 6-2. Right? He does the same thing. That we should get him for schedule day.
Win.
Totally.
Win.
Yeah, Tom said the same thing in Tom versus Time.
No, the people that suffer are fans and neutral fans. I mean, because I think there are some, you know, there's Patriots fans who love 43-0. And just like there's fans of any team that love blowouts and easy wins and easy schedules. And I don't know if that's most fans or not. I mean, I don't know. But there's a large portion of fans that take 43-0 all day long.
Oh, no, they love it. Are you kidding me? Based on some of the texts I was getting on Sunday? All of a sudden, beating, you know, Needham High School in Miami down there is a reason to start planning for the Super Bowl.
Ed and Maynard with a thought on the quarterbacks around the league. Yes, Ed. Edward! His comment line says, Kaepernick gets a chance, ? Why does that always come up?
Good question.
Well, because think of the other suckbags that have ended up getting jobs over this guy.
He doesn't want to play. It's a freaking ruse. He's a phony. He doesn't want to play.
I wish he would, though, to see people's heads explode.
Me too. I mean, not just the political thing and heads exploding. I don't want to watch Nick Falk. What's his name?
Nick Falk.
Nick Falk.
Nick Falk.
I just
that was close.
Yeah, that was real.
I will take you down, Falk.
I don't want to see. So I think he's a chance to be a little bit better than some of the crap I'm going to have to watch here with all these quarterbacks going down.
And it's Luke, not Nick. Now I'm
whatever.
He's a kicker.
But Nick Folk's the kicker.
He doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to play. He just wants to use it as a cudgel for his thing, is what it is. If he wanted to play, he would do what most guys who want to play would do when they're out of the NFL. He'd go to Canada. And Manziel did it. Flutie did it. Lots of guys do it because they want to play quarterback, and they'll do anything it takes to play quarterback. He doesn't. It's a fake. It's a phonery. He does not want to play.
It's too bad, because you know where I'd like to see him? Tennessee. Like, you know.
A backup who mimics sort of what the starter brings to the table. Yeah.
Yeah, except can actually throw the ball down the field.
Yeah.
He's got a hose. He can gun. I don't know if he's accurate.
I liked him as a player.
But he can whip it.
He was fine.
I mean, like, you give him to Vrabel, and I'm not telling you they'd win the Super Bowl or anything, but I think they'd be entertaining. It'd be better than they are with Mariota.
Martin on the Cape. Go ahead, Martin.
Yeah, Mike, I'm watching the Jets run around like chickens with their heads cut off last night. You can see why this stinking franchise has gone through 32 quarterbacks since Namath retired in 1976. The only parity that I can see in this league only exists now at the stinko level. There's only five or six good teams left.
It's gotten bad, Martin. It's gotten super top-heavy. And the quarterback injuries just make it worse. But I'll tell you what, I said it before. Not having Darnold hurts, because he's a promising young player. But even if you were healthy, they got the wrong coach. I can just feel it. I've watched a lot of that first game against Buffalo. I can just feel it. I can feel they got the wrong guy again. Another doofus head coach who doesn't have a clue. Even if Darnold were there, I think they'd be in big, big trouble. They're going to have to reset that thing soon. I mean, how long did Gase get? 2 years in Miami?
No, more than that. I thought he got three.
It'll be less than three in New York. There's my prediction.
You know what would be great hire for the Jets? Saban.
Of course, yes.
Saban and Belichick in the same division.
I don't think they'd want it.
3 years with the Dolphins.
They both have those cushy college schedules. They play like one or two real games a year, both of them. That's really what it's turned into.
Of course.
And Bill's got one or two games he's got to worry about all year. Same with those big-time college coaches. Max in the truck, what are your thoughts on the tackle situation?
Hey, what's up, guys? I think Bill Belichick needs to make a trade. I mean, this offensive line is awful. And like Jim Murray said, if the Cleveland Browns come in here and Myles Garrett's bringing the heat against Brady, Brady's gonna get hurt like the Jets quarterback did last night. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Okay, he's not just going to the play. Was Simeon rolling out on the play? Was he out on the edge?
Yeah, on the sideline.
That's not how Brady's going to get hurt. He's not going to roam to the sidelines and hold the ball and wait for Myles Garrett to throttle him. That's not how he's going to get hurt.
Yeah, well, someone blows by Newhouse or whatever, bum they pulled off the street, or they pushes into him, or he rolls up on someone. Like that. It's an issue. Like the offensive line and keeping Brady upright is obviously paramount to this team's success. They got to do something. Trade for Trent Williams.
It'll be exactly what happened in the Miami game. Remember that play where they ran the play action? Brady turned around, he threw it down the field and got absolutely drilled. Head on, and he'll land on his shoulder or something, and that'll be it. So I look at it, though, I'm not as alarmed about the immediate injury factor because they'll coach around it. The ball's going to come out fast.
Right.
Bill will coach around it. But sooner or later, you're going to play legit teams, whether it's in the middle of the season or whether you see them in the playoffs. And you're going to need to improve that line. You're already in up to your freaking eyeballs with Antonio Brown. So is it really that big a deal to trade a first-round pick and get Trent Williams?
Billy, on this topic. Go ahead, Billy.
Yeah, I agree with what you guys have been saying, but, Jimmy just hit on it a little bit. This guy is, Brady is obviously the all-time great, but they can hurt their ankle just by running 2 feet. I mean, it's just part of the game. Now, let's ask this question. If Brady's out, how does the league show up? Do they go to the Super Bowl and win it?
If Brady's,
that's the ultimate goal.
If Brady's out, I still have him in the AFC title game. Stidham can take, with this schedule, they're going to have a bye, and they're going to have a home date in the divisional round. Okay, and they're probably home for the. I'm sorry. I think they're going to the Super Bowl with Stidham. I do.
I'll tell you what, Murray. Given the league, the conference,
Murray,
I wouldn't rule it out.
And not just that, their defense. They've allowed 3 points this year. It's been 3 straight games without a touchdown. I don't think the Jets are getting
it's
one.
It's not sustainable over a full year schedule. They would not win the Super Bowl with Jared.
I didn't say win. I said get you there.
You just did.
I say win? I meant to say get you there.
They'll get to the AFC title game, I think.
So, and if they're hosting it, they're going to win it.
I told you, there's only, outside of the Patriots games, there's only one other game in the conference right now all year that interests me, given what has happened.
This week.
It is. It's Baltimore, Kansas City. So let's see what the Ravens are. But if the seedings are like we think they're going to come out, you're not going to play them in the division game.
Okay, the Antonio Brown.
So you're only going to get one of them.
The Antonio Brown investigation continues from the NFL. The very latest on that here in the update with Murray when we come back. Details on how you can win free Patriots tickets. So don't go anywhere. I think they're going to the Super Bowl with
going.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
B.O.B. Boob.
Oh, my God. Isn't that Bob?
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You know, it's amazing when I think about, and I've seen some Bear Bryant, I've seen some Paul Brown, I've seen a lot of Vince Lombardi, and I think Coach Belichick, I think that way of coaching, and really as a disciplinarian, is going out of style in the NFL, unfortunately. I mean, that's the only coach that I've ever known. And I think it's an amazing way, it's amazing style, is to, you coach the players and you coach them and you give them the truth. And you motivate them to be the best they can be. And without Coach Belichick coaching me the way that he has, there's no way I would become the player that I am today. So even though I didn't play for Coach Bryant, I definitely can understand what his MO would be as a coach, and I really respect that.
Another kind of interesting comment from Brady last night with Jim Gray. Joe Namath was on the line, so that's why he was talking about Coach Bryant, Bear Bryant.
Yeah, we're having a three-way, Tom.
In Alabama. So, but that's what he was referring to. I just find that interesting because, you know, the Tom Kearns of the world, the people who are inside with Brady, Gaspers of the world, would tell you that, you know, Brady's sort of, as he gotten older, he's sort of gotten a little tired of the way Bill's been coaching him. And that was all part of that Seth Wickersham piece. And, you know, how Brady's at a certain age and a certain point in his career that he doesn't quite need the hard coaching that he needed when he was younger. And he's started to bristle against that. Yet, you know, he apparently has said this a couple times. He's started to dig into football history and really.
Yeah, you talked about Lombardi too, yeah.
So, but then, you know, he says that, and I know this is going to come, you know, at the end of his career. He's going to say, you know, because everyone said it about Lombardi, everyone says it, that played for the Packers in the 60s, how he made me a better person. At the time, you know, we hated him. But when we got out of it, we realized, you know, he got the best out of us and dot, dot, dot. And I know Brady's going to do the same thing with Bill. He just did it there and his career's not even over.
Maybe they were in a good place.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're in a better place for sure.
Feels that way. Look, and again, it's, you know, maybe Brady's being a little reflective. Maybe this is the last year. He wanted Antonio Brown and he got him. Maybe, like, I'm speculating. But all of that stuff, and maybe, you know, okay, I can deal with it for one more year because this is it. Like, but that comment struck me too. I mean, that was very self-aware, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's what it was. Self-aware, not that Brady has ever lacked that.
Okay, Patriots tickets tomorrow at 4:30. Is that right, Jimmy?
Yes.
Tomorrow at 4:30. Tune in. We'll give away a pair of Patriots tickets. Maybe we'll
do a phrase that pays? A
little trivia, huh?
Go ahead. I was going to say it myself.
No.
Go ahead.
That'd be great.
You got any ideas, Murray?
Phrase that pays. I like it.
Yeah. I'd love to do that again.
Let's do the phrase that pays. That was good content. So maybe we come up with some basic trivia. Like football is also known as a pig what?
They don't want us doing trivia, do they, Jimmy?
I believe the contest rule specifically for this one that you have to be the correct caller.
What? Why is that? You can't just make it up as you go? There's got to be specific contest rules?
Yes, there's a whole list of them available at 985thesportshub.com.
Oh, don't I know it.
Does something wrong and I tap him on the wrist during Trivia Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, no. I got chastised for it. You get legal department involved when this...
Oh, no, really? The lawyers get involved?
Listen, when there's a giveaway... Oh, no, this is serious business. Serious business. If there's a giveaway... Oh, you got to stick to the rules.
So that has to be the phrase that pays. It's not a trivia question.
Okay,
well, 4:30 tomorrow for Patriots tickets.
Going to be a good email chain tomorrow.
We'll wrap it up with your phone calls. Troy in Dorchester. What do you got, Troy?
How you guys doing?
Good. What do you got?
So I was just curious if you guys were a little disappointed they didn't go after Micah. I mean, I know the defense is pretty stacked anyway, but it just would have been nice to have a nice solid safety, you know, just to back up McCourty. Yeah.
I know it's crazy, Troy, but... Well, first of all, you can't give up a first-round pick for a backup. They're sort of all set in the secondary. They had to trade guys out of the secondary.
See, this type of stuff's driving me a little nuts because I feel like fans are now being greedy.
Well, now anyone who's available, let's go get Jalen Ramsey and Minkah Fitzpatrick.
Well, right. So this is the second one today because of Fitzpatrick and then Ramsey. If you're going to give up anything for anything, tackle. Yep. Offensive tackle is the place to go. Like that one I get. If you want to say... Well, you know, and you can't get them all. You can't just keep giving away picks to go get Jalen Ramsey. I can't pronounce his first name.
Minkah
Fitzpatrick. Okay, you can't do that when you might need a left tackle. Like, at some point, you got to be realistic about it.
I think it's stupid by Pittsburgh. They're going to need a quarterback. They're going to have to go into the draft for a quarterback. And they blow. And now Roethlisberger, that fat dump, he's pretty much done. They could be a top five team in the draft this year. I don't know how far they're going to fall, but that could be a nice first-round pick. And they just traded it for a safety/slot corner. I mean, good player. But you need a quarterback, and you could have a top-10 pick, and you just traded for a defensive back?
What if they like Rudolph?
How could they?
I don't know. I think Rudolph's got a shot.
Okay. I don't trust their analysis. I don't. I don't trust their judgment on that. We've got Jerry in Waltham. Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah, hi. With all these quarterbacks getting hurt, I think the rule changes that they put into effect are actually having the opposite effect, and these guys aren't really worried about getting hit like in the old days, so to speak. You know, I can hold on to the ball a little bit longer. They're not going to take my knees out. They hit me up high. It's going to be a penalty. My dad, watching the Giants back in the old days, used to go, get rid of it, Francis, get rid of it. You're going to get killed. And I think some of what's going on right now is that...
Jerry, I'm just going to cut you off. Like a false sense of security? I don't know, but it's crazy how the league has bent over backwards. I mean, absurdly protecting the quarterbacks with the, you know, where's the target zone, right? You can't hit them high. You can't hit them low. You can't hit them late. You can't fall on them. I mean, you can't hit them. Every time there's a roughing the passer call, you hear the commentators say you can't hit these guys anymore. Yet they keep getting hurt. So what is that? I mean, I don't know what the caller was driving at, but whatever they're doing clearly ain't working.
So look, I think that what he's saying applies to some of the younger guys. These two injuries that we're talking about, Roethlisberger's elbow blew out, I think. I mean, I haven't seen any official thing that it's Tommy John, but what else is it? You got a sore elbow? I mean, he's out. It's got to be Tommy John. And then Breeze was kind of fluky. I mean, he hit his thumb in a guy's hand. So Foles is different. Someone fell on him, right? That's a collarbone. That was legit.
And that was in the pocket.
Yeah, yeah. That's related to a hit, yeah. Is what I'm saying. So, you know, in a lot of ways, Breeze and Roethlisberger were sort of just bad luck in some ways. But even so, like, I look at Deshaun Watson and say, just because they get a penalty doesn't mean you can't be out for the season. Like, there's, you know, you say, well, it's a flag if they hit me. So what? That's okay. You're okay with being lost for the season if it's a flag? I mean, that's just stupid.
So it's on these players themselves and the coaches. If they get hurt, their season is over. The entire franchise rests on their shoulders. Get rid of the ball.
Yeah, you got to get rid of it. These guys hold on to the ball to him. Murray couldn't be more right about Deshaun Watson. Because, again, we talked about the beating he took after week one. And, you know, while they just went out and got a tackle, they still have a crappy offensive line. And the fact is, Watson holds on to the ball too long.
I think he got sacked 7 or 8 times in that game. And, like, 4 of them were on him. Just get rid of it.
Liz in Michigan on Antonio Brown. Yes, Liz.
Hi. How about this? Who would Brady rather have, Trent Williams or Antonio Clown?
Antonio Clown, says Liz in Michigan. Here's all I know. Brady loves himself Antonio Brown. He's all in on Antonio Brown, not just as a player, but as a person. He opened up his home to him. He opened up his training center to him. He loves himself some Antonio Brown. Brady is all in on this player. Now, would he rather have him or a left tackle? I don't know. I can't tell you that. All I know is he loves himself some AB.
My guess is he'd rather have the receiver.
Me too.
And that he'd say, we'll figure out tackle. But
we'll see if he starts getting hit. You know, he didn't take that big of a beating in Miami, but if he takes, you know, a healthy beating, say, in a couple of weeks against Buffalo, he may change his mind.
Again, I just feel like with Antonio Brown, once you get to this stage and you bring in a guy who's got all types of questionable character issues.
You've already sold your soul.
Yeah,
just go all the way.
You might as well go out and throw the first round pick out the window, too, and go get yourself a left tackle now. Like, and I'm not saying that Trent Williams has character. I mean, you've invested enough. What's another first round pick at this point?
Here's a good idea, I think. Mike in Dorchester. What do you got, Mike?
All right. I just feel Antonio Brown, I never wanted him here to begin with. Is there any chance they could possibly trade him and get something for him to get rid of him instead of just releasing him?
Okay, so I just, no, it's not going to happen, but it's just fun to play with. Like, what if you picked him up, build up his value, turn around and trade him for like a second round pick or a low first round pick, and out of nowhere you get a first round pick just because you took on this a-hole for a couple of weeks? Like, that would be typically them, a fun thing to kick around. I would love for them to do it. Here's the fly in the ointment, the problem. On Monday, they have to pay him $5 million. Then the trade deadline's in October. So if they trade him before Monday, that would make sense to me. Generally speaking, and when you trade him, you are still on the hook for the bonus money and the guaranteed money, not the team that gets him. The team that gets him is only responsible for his base salary, which this year I think is $1 million. So you'd still be on the hook for that signing bonus money. So even though, let's just, again, play out this silly scenario. You'd get a second-round pick or a low first-round pick for Antonio Brown. You know, what a score. You'd still have to write him a check for $9 million. You think they'd be willing? Is a first-round pick worth $9 million real dollars? $9 million cold, hard dollars, real dollars?
I say yes.
Yeah. I mean, to me it is. Do you think they would do that?
No.
I don't think they...
No, and they, look, let's, you know, I mean, realistically, we all know. They brought him here to play. They didn't bring him here to trade him.
That's
they,
right.
They brought him here for Brady for Brady to have a playmate. So that's what the whole thing's about.
Chris in the car, what do you got?
Hey, so fellas, lifelong Patriots fan, what I'm not getting is how is all this stuff coming out about Antonio Brown now? He got the Raiders deal some time ago. I mean, was this woman waiting for the season to start?
Yes.
Unfortunately, it seems that Brown...
She was. She put a deadline of Sunday on, Chris. She put a deadline of Sunday on. Maybe when he was still a member of the Raiders. We don't even know when that was. They were in mediation in April. April and May, they sat in front of a mediator. This has been going on for months. It didn't just come up.
So this is just crazy. It's crazy. It's like he's such a bad guy, unfortunately. But he's a good football player, and unfortunately that washes everything clean.
Okay, I just sense you want to complain about, like, the league is out to get you or something. It's all coming up because he's a Patriot. This has been going on for months.
But you said this the other day, and look, I think it bears repeating because I don't think people connect the dots, that Sunday was set as a deadline for a reason.
Yes, I think it had to do with his guarantees in Oakland, if I had to guess. I think when he was on the roster, if he was on the roster for Oakland on Sunday, all of his money for that, you're guaranteed. It's not a coincidence that the Raiders released him on Saturday. It was all coming to a head on that Sunday night. And if I had to guess, that's why she timed out her deadline, too. It was all coming to a head then. So this has nothing to do with you. This was all in play before you made the big mistake of signing this guy.
I mean, effectively, what they did is they set a deadline and said, if you agree and settle, it'll cost you $2 million. If you don't, you're going to make more on that day, on that deadline day. So who knows what it's going
to
cost you?
Or who knows what the whole, or maybe they're hoping to blow up his spot, or I don't know, but it's just, I think there was a reason Sunday was there. It was, I think it had to do with the Raiders thing. It didn't have to do with you. And none of this has to do with you. You were just the ones that took him on. This was all coming for Antonio Brown, no whether he ended up here or again to go to the CFL, the Montreal Alouettes. This was all coming for Antonio Brown. You just signed on for the headache and all the attendant baggage. Final word, Greg Bedard. There's a stellar job in the 10 questions. You'll hear the highlights, meaning the lowlights, right after this.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 Sports Hub.
Hey.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
All right. So Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, making his usual Tuesday appearance for the first couple of hours of the show. Do the 10 questions. Here is the recap put together by Hardy.
Tom Brady. Tommy. Tom. Perfect. Number 10, take this question seriously. The Dolphins versus the University of Alabama or Clemson. Pick your team.
I mean, the Dolphins are bad, but still, they're going to win the game.
Give me a score.
Dolphins 23, Alabama 13.
Take your pick.
Should replay be available to review roughing the passer? And I'm obviously talking about the Chubb tackle on, what's his face? Trubisky in Denver on Sunday.
That was atrocious.
Number 8, this is for Murray. Bedard gets to weigh in. It's a fact-based question, Murray. So I would hope that you don't get it wrong. This is a fact.
All right.
Not an opinion.
Got it.
Please give me Jimmy Garoppolo's record as a starter.
It's 10-2.
10-2. Very good. You got
correct.
It right.
You get the little bell.
Very Bing. Good. Is Ben Roethlisberger done?
The Steelers obviously don't think so, because then why would they make
that fat dump is done.
Number 5, tool bag question. Who's the biggest tool bag jet of all time?
Woody Johnson.
Oh, good one.
You, sir, are a flaming tool bag. Number two, what are your thoughts on the Pats at the end of the game in Miami, up 37-0? Brady in the shotgun, calling timeouts on defense, blitzing Josh Rosen, that whole thing.
What do I think? Like school in the summertime.
Hey, hey, hey!
No class.
It's 5 hours!
That's what I think.
Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? Yep.
Yes.
Yeah. Big fat no, Eli Manning Hall of Fame.
Can I ask a question in a different way?
No.
Tom.
All right, Tommy.
Excellent, Stu. Thanks to Hardy again for putting that together, as always. Anything else, Murray?
That's it.
Okay, I don't hear the music.
I was going to say, I, there's a host not listening in there if you want it.
Oh, oh there sure, is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
Who was that?
I'm in.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, I know who it is.
Let's see. Okay, here we go.
No.
Well, after earlier reports that Isaiah Wynn, Patriots left tackle.
Oh, hold on.
Hold on. Don't we want the intro is the best, you know, not the best part, but it's a needed part to the whole bit.
Critical.
And now, to tell when the hosts aren't listening.
Well, after earlier reports that Isaiah Wynn, Patriots left tackle, suffering from turf toe and is considered week to week, this from Field Yates, ESPN, just tweeting the Patriots are placing starting left tackle Isaiah Wynn on injured reserve. He is going to miss at least 8 weeks as a result of the foot injury suffered in Miami.
8 weeks.
So again.
So, like, no, Lyle, you're down the road. You've got two guys that left the right tackle that I've never heard of. Nobody ever should do it.
And I think there's enough doubt here now. The initial reports this morning said week to week.
Yeah, that's what, yeah.
Right? I'm sorry, did you just say that?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Murray, when hosts aren't listening.
This has been How to Tell When the Hosts Aren't Listening.
See, the voiceover makes the whole difference.
You are guilty, guilty as charged.
All right, Maz, guess who's in left field tonight in Fenway?
Mikey Yaz.
Oh, my God, what a story. I'm so excited. Hi, Mikey. Yes, yeah. I used to love your grandfather. Yeah. Hi, Mike. Wee. Oh, woo. Yeah. The most overrated Red Sox in the history of the franchise. His grandkid is going to play left field in a 4-hour ball game tonight at Fenway. This is a story. Oh, my God.
So
I
look,
I could spend an hour just mocking this.
So this is an important.
What is it?
Tomorrow, too.
So this is an important thing to note because it is Trivia Tuesday. So I would just tell the listeners ahead of time, there's a Yastrzemski in town, and the Giants are in town, so those are your clues for Trivia Tuesday. That said, we're opening up with the Red Sox GM search because Alex Spear of the Boston Globe had a column today outlining what the Red Sox may want in their GM search, and let me tell you, I'm not exactly thrilled about it. And in fact, if you were really to do a thorough examination of the Red Sox over the last several years, I think part of their problem points to one specific thing, and we will examine what that is when we begin the show.
Okay, most importantly, Trivia Tuesday at the end of the program, chance to win a trip to Aruba, all right? So it's no laughing matter. This is not child's play. This is no leisure sport, folks. So stay tuned for that. But we're back at it tomorrow at 2. Where I just feel like spending 4 hours mocking Mike Yastrzemski and the whole Yastrzemski thing. But we're not going to. We're instead going to bug the crap out of you on Antonio Brown. Let's be serious. See you tomorrow at 2. Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.